We can look for certain qualities in a potential friend. To some extent, friendship happens naturally. We have been conversing frequently with someone at a job or club, and then we realize that a friendship has begun. But we usually have to make an effort to find friendship. One strategy is to look for people who have certain qualities which are most likely to lead to a camaraderie. But we can still remain open to people who have traits which don't coincide with our list. Someone might surprise us by having other traits which are endearing. Friendship is not reducible to a formula. Our friendships might be strongest with people who have the same hobbies, profession, values, and outlook which we possess. With these commonalities, we can spend time playing at that hobby, or talking shop, or discussing matters with someone who understands us. But other friendships are based on differences. We seek someone who is an expert in a field in which we are an enthusiastic novice. Or we want someone who is a free spirit to counterbalance our over-seriousness. If we know which qualities we need in a friend, we are more likely to make fruitful selections. And yet, because friendship evolves from our feelings, any logical analysis is irrelevant. And we might admit, I don't know why, I just like being with that person.